Ryan's got a little bumper music going there. That's good stuff, man. I grew up in the 80s. I can dig it. But anyway, you are listening to Grilling Guys. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. We just had Ryan Cox on from Standard Lumber talking about deck materials. Guy's a wealth of knowledge, and he and all the other Standard locations can help you out with that stuff. But if you're not going to replace a deck, Bob, what about refurbishing it? And what that means is it might just mean is something as simple as cleaning it all the way down to tearing off those deck boards that we talked about with Ryan. But what are your thoughts there on that?
Well, I've been doing it for the last couple of years, so that's why it was a big point of interest to me. I think all decks are not created equal. And when I built mine, thank goodness my brother-in-law came up and helped me because it was 95 degrees in the sun, and yep. I don't work well in the sun. Right. He outpaced me. I was getting a headache. It was killing myself, but I had to get the stinking
hydrate,
boards
dude.
On. Yeah.
Hydrate.
Well, you got to hydrate, but I'm a Nordic, man. I can go out in the snow and do it, but in that sun, no. I need my Lebanese brother-in-law to do it. It just stands to reason.
Wow.
Well,
all right, then.
Think about it. It's
no,
genetics.
I get it. Yeah.
Can't help it. I'm a freaking iceberg.
Right. Yep. So, you know, I power washed mine again. It's the annual spring rite of passage.
Yeah.
Is I get the power washer out and
back deck.
Yep. And the one thing that you always have to be afraid of is getting the pressure too close to the wood, and then you start splintering the wood.
Yeah, you open up the grain.
And you open up the grain. You blow the soft wood out, and the hard wood's there. So I'm not here to tell you how to power wash your deck, but you got to be careful. And a little slip, I mean, you just drop that thing a little too close to the deck. You've made the mistake, and it shows up when you're
in the groove.
Right. Now, because I do it every year, I don't usually put any solutions or anything on it.
I don't either.
But my deck's on the north side of my house, and so I get mold, right? I don't get direct sunlight enough to dry things out.
That's not slippery when wet, is it?
Oh, my God, yeah. Skate out there after it's been raining with a plate
full
of steaks.
Who hasn't had their feet above their head?
Yeah, exactly. But the thing I want to talk about is what to do around the grill, because invariably on my gas grill – you get drippings that fall through. They don't all burn, and then it drips down, and I don't have the little mat underneath my grill. I got a pedestal grill.
Right.
And so I had some grease on the deck, and I thought, bleach? No, I think that's going to leave a really strong light mark on there. And so I went and used some just degreaser, a solution that is made to remove grease off of surfaces, right? And sprayed some of that on, left it on there for 4 or 5 minutes, and then hit it with the power washer. I had to do it twice, but I was able to get the grease stains out of the wood. And I think it's because it's sealed. That's the other thing when you refurb the deck is once I got it power washed, then I'm going to seal it with some sort of
Thompson's
product, yeah, or one of the others that, yeah, are out there. I mean, I don't have any particular favorite.
I use Thompson's. It's the brand, and it's right, always done well for me.
Right. But even that, it only, you know, you power wash it, you're taking some of that off of it.
$20 a gallon.
Right, yeah.
It ain't cheap.
Right.
How about what grills and smokers can you put on your deck? I was whining like a little, about mama giving me grief about too many grills. Now, in her defense, I did have four of them and a deep fryer.
Right.
And now I'm down to two with a big stainless cart. And the way it's laid out, it's her biggest complaint is it just looks ugly right now. I've got one synthetic table, which is a beautiful table if you had more matching. And then I've got a stainless table, and then I got my Cajun grill. You know, so it's right now I'm just discombobulated. When I redo that end and I'm going to put a roof over it, I'm going to build an outdoor kitchen, and I'm going to put a countertop down, so it's all going
to
match.
And I'll be there
to
help
you,
brother.
That's more what she's interested in.
Well, sure. Because she's interested in
aesthetics.
I mean, yeah.
And I am too. I hate the thought of, but you know what? This vinyl, it's just like made out of decking. It's a polypropylene, probably. It's a food-grade plastic cabinet. The thing was $600. It wasn't cheap, but it has my tech infrared on it, and it does a great job, but it's not perfect. I made a stainless top for it, but it's not perfect. You know.
Well, you made do with what you had.
I did.
You know, and it seems like to me, I remember that we took a kitchen out of a home and we brought
you
all
did.
The granite
I have
over
one
to your
piece
house.
Of that granite, love.
Right. Yep.
And it doesn't really match anything. So.
Right. Well, there you are. I mean, so you're piecing it together, and I get it, right? I mean, because if you're going to do that right, it's $20,000. I mean, when you're and that's a lot for a lot of people to throw on a deck.
It's a lot for me.
Right. And
I want to retire somebody. My wife keeps telling me.
Well, you know, but you got to retire with a nice deck once you get it done. Don't retire until you get
that
done.
I keep telling her that. Right. That's the argument we have about a pole barn. You don't need a pole barn. We got to retire.
Yeah.
It's like, when I retire, I have to have a pole barn.
I got a place to go, right? Yeah.
I got to run with a big screen. So you got to get mama's approval on the back deck is the long and the short of it. Wherever you end up with on your deck.
But in my opinion, you need one of every flavor out there if you have the flexibility.
Says the guy who's not married.
Right. But there you go. But, I mean, you got a smoker.
You're in the minority.
You got a pellet grill, charcoal and gas. And a lot of people don't have all of those. But if you've got all of those and more like we both do, then I might try to put all of those out there. The deep fryer, the grease is a mess.
I'm trying to figure out in my new perfect world. I want the deep fryer out there. I've got it kind of at the end of the deck right now in that little cove. It's sitting on a metal pad, and it's so out of the way that I never use it. I want it incorporated as part of that new kitchen. It's just fun to use.
Yours makes a roaring noise, which is impressive.
Which I love. It sounds like a Harley, and I don't have one.
Right, yep. And then, but you're right. I mean, and there's nothing better than fresh fries or fresh fish. It is good. It's just
it does
another
the job.
And the beautiful part about that is having the fryer outside.
Right.
All the smoke and all the smell.
And I don't deep fry that much, but when I do, I love it.
Right.
Like fish. Perfect place.
And it doesn't have to be all just a giant ball of fat. I mean, you can use the right oils, and you're giving yourself
No, you got to use peanut oil. You can't use the right oils. You got to use one that won't blow up.
Well, I understand, but there's, you know, you got canolas and you got peanut oil.
Yeah, flash point's got to be really high. Yeah.
Well, 350 is good enough to cook anything, right? But, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been up to 375, 400 plenty of times because it just – it's a Harley.
Right. Yeah, it just goes there.
So we're digressing. I've got a little funny story. So I was in North Carolina on this lake. We take the he's got a Tri-Tune with a 300-horse outboard on it.
Oh, 250. That's like a water rocket.
Yeah, it is. We cruise to this restaurant.
And you got 10 guys on this thing.
Yes. It's kind of an odd image.
Motley-looking group.
Got,
right?
Yes, yeah. 10 guys. But regardless, we did catch some crap because we didn't have any girls on our boat.
Right, right. You can get that.
So we got to the restaurant, and it just reopened, and it's probably hard to have a restaurant on a seasonal place like that. And I'm all excited because I saw pollock and grouper. So I ordered fish.
Fresh caught?
So I ordered frit. No, I knew it wasn't going to be because we're not that close to the ocean. So I ordered it, and you could see the manufacturing stamp on the beer batter, and it was one of those. Just a little side. Back to the getting mama's approval. You got to lay this deck out. You got to get her to buy in is the long and the short of it, so that when you're trying to redo it, you don't have the same problem I've got right now where I'm vying for space.
Right. Yep, and if you get a chance, hard pipe your gas in so you don't have to carry those.
I did. Yep.
Those containers of propane.
Oh, definitely. And, so let's do a little man love. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds great. Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a manny, manny, man, a man, man, man. You are now a man, you're a man. Now you're a man.
In these trying times, Jop. I think this is a really good man law, and it's legit. Every now and then you run into a circumstance where something startles the heck out of you or scares the women or whatever, and people start to hold their breath. Today's man law is don't panic. Men shall remain calm in the face of danger. A man is a pillar of strength. Man law.
There you are. You are.
And if you do panic, you can't, you know, save the day.
Coming up, an old fashioned and a cover on your deck. Stay with us.